USA Radio News.
Senator Ben Ray Lujan is expected to make a full recovery after surgery to relieve pressure on his brain following a stroke, but he will be out at least 4 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki appeared to sidestep questions Wednesday about how the 49-year-old Democrat's absence is impacting President Joe Biden's agenda.
We spend most of our time engaging in good faith about the president's agenda and not making those calculations.
Several senators said they heard through a tweet or chatter in the Capitol hallways about Lujan's health. Meta, the company that owns Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, saw its stock plunge after hours on Wednesday. This after reporting a rare decline in its fourth quarter profit due to a sharp increase in expenses. Meta also forecast revenue below analysts' expectations for the current quarter. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hundreds of L.A. police officers turned out Wednesday to mourn Fernando Arroyos. He died on January 10th after being attacked by a group of suspected gang members in an alleged gunpoint robbery while house hunting with his girlfriend. LAPD Lieutenant Rex Ingram, Arroyos' watch commander, slammed California's woke narrative while he eulogized his friend.
You shared with me your worries over the anti-police climate, the refusal to hold criminals accountable, and a woke narrative that only seems to make things worse, not better. But despite those concerns, Fernando, you always carried on. Fernando, it is my promise to you that I will continue to wear my badge proudly and continue to protect and serve you in your honor.
Ingram described the slain officer as a bright, shining star of hope. Much of the Midwest is still digging out Wednesday night after a winter storm dumped a foot of snow in some places, closed schools, and made travel treacherous. The snow is expected to continue into Thursday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
An accused school shooter in Florida is facing a delayed trial.
The start of the sentencing trial for Florida school murderer Nicholas Cruz is being delayed. It was set to begin later this month, but now it's being postponed until at least April. Both the prosecution and defense have asked for more time to prepare. Cruz pleaded guilty last year to 17 murders and 17 attempted murders at Madgery Stoneman Douglas High School nearly 4 years ago. Jurors will be asked to decide if he receives the death penalty or life in prison without parole. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
CNN President Jeff Zucker abruptly resigned after acknowledging a consensual relationship with another network executive. That came to light during an investigation of now-fired anchor Chris Cuomo. Washington's NFL team announces a new name.
The Washington football team has introduced the new name and logo of its NFL franchise, the Washington Commanders. The new president of the Commanders is Jason Wright, a black American, first to hold such a title in the NFL. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration reports there were more than 30,000 car crash deaths in the U.S. in the first 9 months of 2021. That's a 12% surge that marks the largest increase in fatalities since reporting started 50 years ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.